that of Craig Rosengarten, the co-host of the T-Box, who's given us so much gold over the years, from Skart Sculling Boz.
To the anuses on you.
Yeah, all that. He's at it again. He was trying to say tweets. Unfortunately, he used the wrong vowel. Really unfortunate.
Go look. I did this Lionel Richie thing. It was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah. Got a lot of retweets or retweets or whatever.
Where is it, Dave?
What did I say?
Did you get it?
I got it.
What did I say?
Seriously.
I'm not sure that's a word we
can
say.
That might be an all-timer. That's so much we had to dump it.
I mean, maybe a twit or a tweet?
Yeah, just don't put an A in there.
I did say that, didn't I?
Holy crap.
Isn't that what they call vaginoplasty, though? A reef?
I don't know, Gordon. But you shouldn't say that on the air.
Oh, we're having fun, no?
So that was an actual slip of the tongue, or did he mean to say that?
No, I think he just... Well, you never really know with him.
He said it right the first time, though.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he corrected himself to say that.
I think he meant to say that as a joke, and then realized you can't say that on the air.
I think you give him too much mental credit.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay, I take
it
back.
Way too much mental credit. All right, so there's Craig Rosen up for yet another e-break. Well, we have a Hall of Famer who's back and playing again. This guy has given us so many moments here in the last just few years. It's the author of Skart Sculling Boz and other gems like this.
Still, what is a responsible reporter supposed to do with such a hunch? And then he brings up this hypothetical. Let's suppose that pre-Thanksgiving, SI had obtained some kind of smoking gun, pictures of a parking lot tryst, R-rated text messages. I still don't know if that's a story we'd break. Tryst is an affair. No, tryst. Not a tryst. It's a tryst. Trust me.
T-R-Y-S-T?
Yeah, it's a tryst. Not a tryst.
Yes, the fine work of Craig Rosengarten.
Also the anus.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Make it over.
Somehow we can't find that.
You are kidding me.
No.
It's the greatest one of all time.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. Well, maybe it didn't happen then.
Maybe it didn't. Well, he's back at it again. I think we're going to have to review this several times. This was during a live commercial on the T-Box, and Craig Rosengarten strikes again.
5 HD2.
You know, we have a new golf tournament.
It's a great one, too. It's our first one of the year, and it's our first one's always one of the, you know, we choreograph.
Sure. We get it.
Yeah, we set it up to be one of the, what's the word? Choreograph. That being a, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, though.
How about organize?
We organize.
There you go.
You got to take.
No, keep going. You're rolling.
You're doing great.
All right, April 1st, it's at Cowboys Golf.
And then he's messing up.
April 1st.
That show's just the head injury show.
From the get-go, neither of them were ready for that live spot.
No.
But when Rick kind of smelled chum in the water, he just laid out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's listen to it again. I think Craig was ready to go and had his thoughts pretty well organized.
5 HD2.
You know, we have a new golf tournament.
It's a great one, too. It's our first one of the year, and it's our first one's always one of the, you know, we choreograph.
Sure. We get it.
Yeah, we set it up to be one of the, what's the word? Choreograph? Choreograph. That being a, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, though.
How about organize?
We organize a...
There you go.
You got to take...
No, keep going. You're rolling.
You're doing great.
All right, April 1st.
Florist. Do they not know they're on the air? I mean, this seems like they have no energy and...
They've been doing that show for a long time. Certainly by now they know they're on the air.
Yeah, I think they do. But there's Craig
Rosengarten. How did he start off the live spot?
Was it?
I don't know if you know.
A, so.
Yeah.
How did it start?
5HD2.
You know, we have a new golf.
You know,
no, we don't. You know.
It's a great one, too. It's our fresh one. It's a choreographed sculling boss.
Fly guy.
All right, Craig Rosengarten at it again, up for yet another e-break.
Back to the fight between the George Dijon fitness train.
Yeah.
Train station fitness show.
I get it.
And the T-Box. They've been sparring lately. And it went to another level this last Saturday when they were talking about the show, The Biggest Loser. And George Dijon and...
Cat Guard the God.
Who?
Got into it.
Cat Guard the God.
What?
Exactly. I agree with you, but we're still disagreeing with Craig here. You're right on, Rick. Oh.
That's all it's about, though. It's about the ratings and the money.
Who
not
are
about
you?
The people, and they don't care what happens to the person after they leave the show.
No.
Well, you know, so you also it really have to take ownership of your own life. You have to take ownership of your life, too.
Right.
And these people are adults, and they might be a little messed up. And who isn't, to some degree? But you can't handhold everybody in life. If these people choose to be on a show in a public forum where they know they're going to get publicly humiliated, it's the way it is. You don't have to. You can lose weight on your own.
Especially now, how many seasons have there been?
Too many.
If you're going on now, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, of course they do.
It ain't like, hey, look, we're going to be kinder in general this season. Bull crap. You know what you're getting yourself into. And
I didn't say these people didn't know. I said they're at a loss. They don't know where to turn, and that's what they're doing. That nobody fights back, and that's just the way it is. I'm talking about the ramifications of the way they're treated, both physically and emotionally, and how that plays out now the rest of their life or when they go home.
That's what we're talking
about.
Do
some of the research online like we did, and then you can have an intelligent opinion about what I'm trying to talk about.
I don't think watching YouTube videos, though.
I mean, it's called hours and hours of footage.
No, I don't mean that. I mean YouTube
videos
of people
now.
Who
I'm
are
done.
On there.
Let's go talk golf. That's it. I'm done.
He doesn't like that I said his opinions weren't intelligent. So now you're done.
Yeah.
Quiet. I love it. It's quiet. They did what I did last week. Okay. T-Box is up next. 8:14.
You won, George.
Wow, Craig Rosengarten didn't like it that George Dijon said his opinions weren't intelligent. What a surprise, George.
That's it.
You know what? I'm done. Got a break.
He's so nice to us. And listen to George's derogatory.
That was your impersonation, not mine.
You're
a fog guy.
You know what? I'm a fog guy.
You're a fog guy.
90% all right. of all dogs are alcoholics.
And the other 40% are doctors.
Tomorrow on the train fitness. What did you call it?
I don't know.
The fitness
George
train.
George Dijon's
fitness train.
All right, so listen for another all fight aboard. Between those two tomorrow.
Let's cast one more time and see if we can catch another fish on early Saturday morning broadcasting. This is one Craig Rosengarten. So they think it's a good idea for him to read liners?
It is. Oh, you got to do a liner, Craig.
I'd be happy to, Rick, because that's what we do at The Ticket. We support other shows.
Because we asked to.
Well, not only that, but and they wrote it in really big, giant,
perfect.
Bold letters
you don't need
so
your,
I can read
don't need your Ben Franklins.
If you're the first one to clean up the grill and the last one to put away, it's time to start saucing up your backyard. Pick up some Garland Jack Secret Socks. Secret.
Mark.
Yes.
Pick up some Garland Jack Secret 6 barbecue sauce at Market Street. Grab a few of your best buds and get grilling. Stop by Mark.
Greatest liner ever.
Stop by Market. See, you derailed me.
Gosh.
No, you derailed me. I'm sorry.
Stop by Market Street on Preston Road in Plano today and sample Garland Jack's Secret 6 barbecue sauce.
Secret 6 barbecue sauce.
Golly!
Man.
Jeez.
Boy, Rick does not give him any slack.
No. Mm-mm.
secret sauce.
What's going on there?
If you start selling secret sauce, bye-bye. Fly guy.
Candidate number one. It is amazing. He is back. Has to be the leading candidate for Player of the Year in 2012. One Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box.
Yes.
Heard Saturday mornings here on The Ticket. Yes, it's time to play Password with Craig Rosengarten once again. And the password is aficionado.
I love auto parts stores. I don't know about you guys.
Me too.
Well, my son's a four-wheeling aficionado, so we've been to that store quite often.
He's a what?
He's a what?
Aficionado.
Huh?
Aficionado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. My return's terrible.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No, not at all.
No, he's grinning.
I just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
So do you guys like trying new restaurants?
That is truly amazing.
I have a lot of questions about this particular piece of audio.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when he first says aficionado, and you hear somebody laughing immediately, as though, uh-oh, here we go again. More Craig Rosengarten gold. And then Rick corrects him?
He tries to.
He corrects him with incorrect information.
Yeah.
Calls it an e-fictionado or something. I don't know what he was saying.
That's almost as confusing as Craig's original pronunciation of aficionado.
Let's hear again.
I love auto parts stores. I don't know about you guys.
Me too.
Well, my son's a four-wheeling aficionado, so we've been to that store quite often.
He's a what?
He's a what?
Aficionado.
Huh?
Aficionado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. My return's terrible.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No, not at all.
No, he's grinning.
I just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
And I like the way Danny says aficionado. He has even a kind of a exaggerated pronunciation.
So Craig says aficionado, and Rick corrects him with e-fictionado?
Aficionado, mm-hmm. Or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That wow. Show.
That is just amazing how they deliver week in and week out.
It's professional writers, right?
They write.
Yes, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do. It just sounds like student radio is going on.
Technical issues, yes, they're funny, but they're not quite as funny as they used to be because we have so many of them. But this one is truly amazing. A, it's amazing that these guys are back on the e-break, the T-Box.
You're kidding me. This is like 20 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Now, this isn't their fault. It's the fitness show George DeJean and the T-Box trying to have crosstalk. The T-Box is on remote, and somehow, and this is a first. I've never heard the echo send to where...
What is that?
Not only are they hearing the echo at the remote site, but you can hear it on the air. This is amazing. This is an engineering marvel here for candidate number one.
Where's the T-Box today?
Don't put your cell phone by your breasts.
Can you hear us, George?
I can barely hear you.
Oh. Kern, can you hear that? Or Dave?
Hold on. Let me see if I can put the earphones up. Hold up.
And we're hearing you feedback.
We're hearing you feedback.
So we're hearing what you're saying twice.
Okay, we're getting an echo. Boy,
all right, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Test 1, 2, 3.
I got you now.
All right.
I'm on double though, Dave.
Yeah,
you hear that?
We're hearing you twice.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Please.
What? Hello?
All right, so Rick, when I speak, it's repeating itself.
All right. Let's do this.
So wheels off. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to break if you can't. Because you sound fine to us.
All right, so let's do that because this is just frustrating. We won't understand each other. If you don't hear what I have going on, I can hear myself twice. I don't even like hearing myself the first time. T-Box, coming up next, 8 o'clock to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
God almighty.
Boy, that's a first, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It sounded like George thought they were playing a gag on him first.
What are you doing to me? Let me put my headphones on.
Just don't do that to me.
I'm going to the internet and doing the research.
Number one, what is the maneuver of putting the headphones up and what would that fix?
Just...
Well, I put my headphones up every day. I put them in my drawer at my desk.
T-Box back once again. That's not their fault. That's an engineering issue there.
No, I'd say we put that on Craig Rosengarten just for the fun of it.
All right, Craig Rosengarten's up for another e-break.
It actually kind of is their
fault. Put the onus on him.
Because I think that is a T-Box self-engineered remote there.
What is a self-engineered remote?
They sell some of their own remotes, and so they hire, they're hiring Kern, as it turns out, but they hire their own engineer to do the remote.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out great.
Curtain for you a little bit there.
It turned out great.
Wow. Put it on the T-Box.
That's always some technical issues. It's always fun to listen to the T-Box, isn't it? Fight through technical issues. Now, this one is a little different because they told you at the outset of their show, they've got new special T-Box equipment, so they won't have technical issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you have to fight through some Craig Rosengarten here before we get technical issues.
We have migrated to new state-of-the-art equipment for our remotes. So tweet us, Rick_Arnett.
No, it's at Arnett Rick.
At Arnett Rick or Avogoffer98. Let us know how we sound. Because
I heard we sound pretty good.
This is
not really.
This is new stuff. This is
new technology.
Cool.
So just seconds
he's
later.
He's never won, obviously, but he's had some fairly decent finishes. He's only missed three cuts of the British Open. This is his third, which I found amazing.
How about that new equipment, Dave?
Broadcasting live from the new Metro.
God. This is
the e-break is almost what happens before the technical. We have migrated. Migrated?
Everyone can tweet Rick at Rick _
How many times during the T-Box does Rick just have to correct Craig? No,
immediately.
Wrong.
Nope.
Uh-oh. Is Rick? Was Rick assigned by the state to be the guardian of Craig? What is their relationship?
I think so. All right. Let me ask you real quick. Who is the player of the year in the e-break in 2012?
Craig Rosengarten.
Yeah. Some may say Ryan's. He's had a pretty good year too. But yeah, Rosengarten without question. Well, guess what?
Again,
we have another entry.
Lee.
Is this a word? Is plumpier a word as they talk Hoffman hot dogs on the T-Box?
Yeah, when I was out in Louisiana this week, I went to Albertsons to go get some Hoffmans to grill for my kids.
Been better than that wasted chicken you got.
No Hoffmans in Louisiana, but they are in Texas. And you can get in any Albertsons, and you need to get them because they are bigger, plumpier. They're a great wiener.
Plumpier. Going with that? There's only six to a package versus the normal eight. So as Craig says, get the plumpier hot dog, the Hoffman hot dog at any Albertsons store.
It would be plumper.
Plumper.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the word you're looking
plumpier.
For.
Plumpier. I'd be plumpier.
And what did he say right after plumpier?
I don't know.
Wieners.
Great wieners.
Great wieners.
You know what?
Play the start of that again, just through his plumbing.
Yeah, when I was out in Louisiana this week, I went to Albertsons to go get some Hoffmans to grill for my kids.
Been better than that wasted chicken you got.
No Hoffmans in Louisiana, but they are in Texas. And you can get in any Albertsons, and you need to get them because they are bigger, plumpier. They're a great wiener.
Great wiener.
He just needs to be moved to a non-speaking role on that show.
Research?
Yes.
I love Rosen. He's awesome, and he's up for yet another e-break.
Always love it when that happens to them, and we also love it when the T-Box has an awkward moment. Now, Craig Rosengarten, also known as Scart Sculling, has been on vacation for a couple of weeks. He came back this past Saturday.
So probably rested, refreshed, sharp.
Ready for anything. If Rick ever pitched it to him, he'd be ready to go. Well, as they're doing a live spot, believe it or not, Scart Sculling was not ready to go.
No MSG, no gluten, extra expensive casing. So when you grill them up and you bite into them, that extra crunch, it's fabulous. Cue Craig.
Oh. Yeah, make it a great day. Well, I make
Don't
it a
look
great
at the TV, okay?
I'm not looking at TV.
Focus.
Make it a great day. Buy a Hoffman hot dog. You can go get him at the any Albertson store.
That makes it funnier, doesn't it?
Buy a Hoffman hot dog.
Hoffman hot dog.
Why would they give him those words to say? He can't handle that.
By the way, that is the most generic copy point. Make it a great day. You can work that into any live spot. Yes. It works for any company.
Make it a great day. Call Roto Rooter.
Right.
Let's try to work that copy point in for the rest of the day.
All right.
Let's listen to that one more time and make it a great day.
No MSG. No gluten. Extra expensive casing, so when you grill them up and you bite into them, that extra crunch, it's fabulous. Q. Craig.
Oh. Yeah, make it a great day. Well, I...
make Don't it a great... TV, okay?
I'm not looking at TV. Focus. Make it a great day. Buy a Hoffman hot dog. You can go get him at the... any
Hoffman hot dog.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to have that team back together again.
Yeah, well, I got a
Craig Rosengarten back and back for an e-break.
All right. We have some broadcasting to review.
Yeah.
Every morning, every Friday morning at 8 a.m., we have the emergency break of the week. And this year, the most prominent, most featured player has been Craig Rosen from the T-Box.
Boz.
Have you heard his latest?
I've heard about it. I have not heard this. I immediately started getting emails and tweets Saturday morning. Everyone's listening for it now, and just I think a lot of people are listening on their way to the Texas-Oklahoma game on Saturday morning. So
it's had to increase their ratings, just people tuning in to hear the next stumble.
He is a broadcasting miracle. He really is.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe him. He sounds punch drunk. It's like he shows up at 8 every Saturday morning just blasted or hung over from the night before.
Yeah, he's not your prototypical sounding broadcaster.
Okay, so...
It's amazing he has a broadcasting job.
He's given us so many classics over the years. This is another classic, and I think it will... in many ways, redefine and rename, at least here among the ranks at the Ticket, a very prestigious radio award. Let's just take a listen to what happened this last Saturday morning. The error is quite evident.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George.
Well, you know what? You know why they do it. It makes them. It shows that being a radio personality,
a professional
is not
radio host,
very easy to do.
Well, it
and,
also
you
shows
know, they never win a Maroni, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And what's a Maroni?
What is a Maroni?
What?
Isn't what the hell's a Maroni?
Do you mean Marconi?
Yeah, you mean a Marconi Award, don't you?
Yes, I do.
trying to defend an e-break by causing one. Yeah, sorry, musers. Hopefully one day you'll win your first Maroni Award. Just shorten Maroni a little bit, and I think that's what you're really trying to say. Wow. You're plugged in, buddy. So anyway... The e-break on Friday.
Oh, that was on a roll, too.
You were.
I was going to have was a perfect he? Show today.
No. Can't happen, Brett. Can't happen. A Maroni.
Yeah, his broadcasting was flawless up to that point.
How did he consider that a roll?
Yeah, he was on a real roll before that.
Rick had to interrupt him because it sounded like he was about to fall asleep during a...
Show you how hard it is to be a radio...
professional what?
A broadcaster.
That constitutes a role.
Yeah. that's pitching a perfect game so far.
That was right out of the gate on Saturday.
So he took the perfect game into what, the top of the first?
Yes.
Oh man, it's love Scott Scully.
It's unbelievable. He's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
Year. I don't know if we've ever had an e-break performer within a given season like this. This is amazing.
I just, when I listen to them, I picture Rick in the role of Tom Cruise and Craig in the role of Rain Man. You know? Rick is just kind of trying to guide him and trying to get the best out of him and put up with him. And wow. So does Rick enjoy working with Craig? Does he look for the e-brakes? And does he look to highlight the e-brakes? Or does he wish we wouldn't have any e-brakes?
I think he enjoys that element of it.
I think he enjoys it, too. It's odd, though, because IRL, in real life, Craig is Rick's boss.
So, right, so he's got to be careful. It's a real slippery slope.
Yeah,
for him.
He's got to do a delicate dance when he's in the studio here because he knows that Craig is a broadcast nightmare. I mean, America knows that, right? But he has to get in here, and that's why you get kind of the almost paternal Rick Arnett that's kind of shepherding the his little head injury, Craig, around.
All right, let's listen to the first half of that again.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George.
Well, you know why they do it. It makes them, it shows that being a radio personality
is not radio host.
Very easy to do.
Well, it
and,
also
you
shows.
Know, they never win a Maroney, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And
what's a Maroney?
What is a Maroney?
What?
Isn't what the hell's a Maroney?
Do you mean Marconi?
Yeah, you mean a Marconi Award, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
How many times have we said Marconi on this station?
A million and one.
Promos. And a Maroni.
What?
What? Is that not right? A Maroni.
We're not trying to win the Michael Maroney Award?
Is that? Week, is he going to say Geno Smith is the front runner for the Hemsman?
Also amazing is Craig Rosengarten. Fellas, he is back again from the T-Box. And we have a double Rosengarten. This is candidate number two for the competition, but it's the first Rosengarten we'll hear. And this is when he's not listening to his co-host, Rick Arnett.
All right, 8:50, we'll get into a little discussion with Todd Hamilton, tour player, and Paul Stankowski, tour player. Put them on the air and see how... I don't know what their feelings were during the last 4 days over at Craig Ranch, because it's one thing to go out and play a round of golf and slap it around like we do. It's another thing to do for your livelihood.
That's the question when we... did we say who we're going to have on next segment?
I just did. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Well.
Is that it?
He just said who they were going to talk to. Why does he sound drunk every time he's on the air? I don't know. Maybe he has really active Friday nights and Saturday morning. He's just still got a little trace of alcohol in there or something. All right, so that's Craig Rosengarten number one. This is Craig Rosengarten number two when he's talking about breeds of dogs. Now, do you think he can really break down the different breeds of dogs when he's trying to tell you something about, like, large dogs versus small dogs?
You don't need to add breeds of dogs. Can he break down anything? No. Can he do anything? No.
On air? Maybe not. Here you go.
I don't think you can overfeed a Great Dane, so I don't think they have as many problems. I just...
It's a big-ass dog, buddy.
Yeah, but I want one.
You get hip problems with those big dogs.
Yes, you do. Hip dysplasia. Yep.
Not a great thing because they don't do much. You get a hip problem with a giant wiener mariner thing, but
a wiener
mariner,
like a Weimaraner.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean they have hip problems because they're. Don't laugh at me.
It's just funny now. This doesn't matter.
All right, coming up next, golf.
God almighty.
He's unbelievable.
A Wiedemarimer.
A Wiedemarimer.
What? And you guys are swearing to me he's not drunk.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he's drunk at all, no. He just, he's just special.
All right, one more time for that breed of dog.
I don't think you can overfeed a Great Dane, so I don't think they have as many problems.
It's a big ass dog, buddy.
Yeah, but I want one.
You get hip problems with those big dogs.
Yes, you do.
Hip dysplasia.
Not a Great Dane because they don't do much. You get a hip problem with a giant Wienermariner thing, but
a Wienermariner.
Like a Weimaraner?
Yeah, that's it.
Wienermariner.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was trying to tell you. All right, candidate number two. You know, like in the Heisman race where you're hoping for a big performance out of your guy late in the season to give Heisman voters just one more consideration, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the case here for Craig Rosengarten. He is back.
Wow. Gosh. He is amazing.
From the tee box. Now, he was going to tell you just the morning after he heard about Larry Hagman, he doesn't remember much about Dallas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the sitcom that Larry Hagman was a part of, he remembers that one well because that was funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it was it big with you, Troy. I watched it. I never watched it. I remember being on. I remember the whole Who Shot JR thing. But
yeah, I mean, it was on in Canada when I was a kid. I remember more of my parents watching it than myself.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too. But I remember watching them, especially even reruns on Bewitched.
Yes,
I loved him.
That was a good show.
I thought he was hilarious.
That's what an idiot!
Believable.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I really like watching him on the
And did nobody called him out on that on the show?
They just went on.
It's a confederacy of dumbasses.
Not even his co-host sports panties?
Well, I remember watching it.
Unfortunately, I guess Rick wasn't there this past Saturday because that would have sent him into orbit.
Yes, we needed Rick.
Sure about that?
Oh, my gosh. But I don't think so.
One more time.
Yeah, I don't know if it was it big with you, Troy. I watched it. I never watched it. I remember being on. I remember the whole Who Shot JR thing, but
yeah, I mean, it was on in Canada when I was a kid. I remember more of my parents watching it than myself.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, too. But I remember watching him, especially even reruns on Bewitched.
Yes.
I loved him.
That was a good show.
I thought he was hilarious.
God almighty. So is that a major market radio broadcast, or does that sound like a freaking podcast? Doesn't it sound like a just... It's a boring podcast that no one listens to. That's what it sounds like.
He's Johnny Manziel. He's got to win the Player of the Year award, doesn't he? He's got to for this 2012 season.
I'm confused. Which Darren was Larry Hagman? The first one or the second one?
He wasn't either. It's like half of the country played Darren, but Larry Hagman wasn't one of them.
Let's start out with the man who's had a very Johnny Football-like year in the emergency break of the week. Yes, he's back. Craig Rosengarten from the tee box, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the name of the golfer that he's trying to come up with is Orville Moody. Okay?
Okay.
Orville Moody.
Who was the first pro golfer to win a PGA Tour event?
Forget it. Where did he...
No, we're never going to go to break in time. What?
Where did he... or go to break.
Go to bake. 888-787-1310.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Boy, the only thing there, I wish Rick would have let him try a few more times before just slamming the brakes on it.
Yeah, Rick needs to understand that he needs to back away when magic is happening. You don't jump in there and monkey with it.
Right, and magic was happening there. We got two really failed attempts, but we could have had five or six really failed attempts.
He does sound like
there was
drunk.
No chance he was ever going to get it right, no matter how many times he attempted it. Right. So let him keep going.
I think Rick's problem is his entire show would be pulling back, and he would never be on if he just let that happen.
Yeah, but it would help our show. Yeah.
He does sound like the drunk at the Christmas party trying to come up with the answer.
Yeah, well, I really like it.
Let's hear that one more time.
Who was the first pro golfer to win a PGA Tour event?
How
does a grown man who runs a newspaper always sound like he's just come back from dental work?
There he is. Craig Rosengarten up for another e-break.